And the railroad tracks run through the western portion of it. And that has been, it's a NDP, a neighborhood development project of the Urban Renewal Agency. And I drove through it not too long ago, and as usual, they've torn down a lot and they haven't rebuilt very much. But theoretically, they are working to upgrade Kenwood. This is the first such project they've had in San Antonio. Normally, it's been a total clearance sort of thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like they've done much better now, but anyway, at least there's still people living there.
This is a low-income area?
Yeah.
How did it get there, I wonder? It's not very strange, because this pocket is like, so far from the east.
Oh, I don't know. I guess it was by the railroad tracks, and it was probably there before the rich before Almas Park grew up around it. I would think. And then it's probably very convenient to have your maid living right around the corner, I guess.
There's an area like that in Dallas where the black maids and so on live, near Highland Park.
As far as calling it a slum, I mean, it's not the most savory part of town, I don't guess, but compared to the west side, it really looks very clean. Which, of course, doesn't make it any better, but anyway, it's the blacks in San Antonio are generally much better off and much better educated than the Mexicans. And there really has never been any race problem as such in San Antonio. It's always been with the Mexicans rather than the blacks.
The Mexicans who own their own businesses, mostly are these businesses, do they have their own kind of little downtown, or are these businesses just in with white business?
It's mixed. Of course, there's a higher concentration on the west side, of course, but otherwise it's mixed.
Okay. What about the blacks? Same way, or? The ones who own businesses, is it separate or they mixed in with
white? Oh, I guess there might be some mixing, but generally it's probably mostly on the east side.
Would you tell me about the local historical landmarks and so on? In 25 words or less.
25 words or less. Well, I guess that the missions are our primary historic landmarks. Everyone distinguishes the Alamo from the missions, but the Alamo was one of the missions, so there were five of them. Although the Alamo is the most visited, I would guess. And then the river in downtown San Antonio that has been developed. But,
what about the river?
The river was first developed in the 1930s, but there wasn't really any business or restaurants or anything like that until about 10 years ago. And there really hasn't been enough done to develop all of the historical landmarks.
Yeah.
But people are making noises, and I think they've torn down about as many as they can possibly tear down, so perhaps now we will start fixing up the ones that are left.
I see a lot, just driving around, I see a lot of old houses that look just marvelous. They look real interesting, and houses that seem much older than the ones that I see in downtown Dallas.
Oh, sure. There are three historic districts here now. King William was the first, and the Villita district, which is between here and downtown.
Would you explain Villita to me?
La Villita was the area, the first area in San Antonio settled by non-military people. The first settlers who were here were, other than the missionaries and the Indians, were the military.